4 months on, survivors are reliving the pain of losing family members at sea. They were hoping to make it to Europe, but their boat was intercepted by the army off the coast of northern Lebanon in circumstances disputed till today.
Our goal is to know who is responsible for sinking the boat. We still don't know. There have been contradictory statements. The army said the boat wasn't hit, yet the captain of the submarine said it was hit from the front.
A few days ago, a privately funded search team located the wreckage more than 450 meters beneath the surface. The army says it was overloaded and collided with the Navy vessel while trying to get away. Survivors say otherwise.
The army vessel hit the front of our boat. Water started to come in, and at first we didn't realize the boat was sinking. I saw a sailor twice telling them to hit the front of our boat.
The captain of the submarine reported signs of damage at the front of the boat, but says his team didn't have the capabilities to retrieve the vessel, which is partly buried under silt on the seabed.
They were killed in cold blood. We want a transparent investigation, and if they were serious about the truth, they would bring the boat up.
Relatives of the more than 30 people missing are not only asking for justice.
They killed my daughter. At least give me her bones. This is all I want now, so I can pray at her grave.
The search team says it found some bodies near and inside the shipwreck, but they were badly decayed.
The tragedy in April wasn't the first for Lebanon. In September 2020, a migrant boat drifted at sea for days without food or water before it was found. 4 people died, including a child.
Then, like now, families of the victims blame the authorities, saying they haven't even been told if any of the remains were recovered.
These are my children. I want them. It's not up to the authorities what happens. These are my children, not theirs.
But the search team has ended its mission, providing no closure to grieving families. Zana Khodr, Al Jazeera, Tripoli, Northern Lebanon.